Hi everyone, this is Elle O'Keefe and welcome to this podcast, English for Managers and Leaders. In this podcast, I talk about a variety of business topics, not with the goal of teaching you about business. I assume you probably know quite a bit about business already. The goal here is to give English language learners or people speaking English not as their first language something interesting to listen to, something that goes beyond the typical ordering coffee or buying a train ticket dialogues for English learners. In today's episode, I want to talk about the ways that people respond to conflict in the workplace. Because generally, the way that we respond to conflict with our colleagues or our clients, our supervisors, with other teams in our workplaces, can fit into one of five categories. But first, I just want to share a little of my perspective on conflict. I don't see conflict as automatically negative. It might feel that way, and many times we're taught that conflict is negative and we should avoid it. We should prevent it at all costs. But I do think that conflict can be a way to think differently. We can be exposed to innovation through conflict. This might be the way that we grow and develop some new ideas. So from that point of view of conflict being a positive, I like to look at lots of research on conflict and how we use it to our advantage. So the five ways that we deal with conflict generally are competing, collaborating, compromising, avoiding, or accommodating. So let's talk about each of those in a little detail. When a person responds to conflict in the workplace by competing, they want to win. This is a person who gets aggressive when competing over the limited resources or the limited power available in a workplace. All this person cares about is winning the argument. They're not concerned about the issue sometimes. They're certainly not concerned about the other people in the situation. They really are focused on compete and defeat. I must win. On the other hand, there are people who naturally deal with conflict by collaborating. They are assertive, but they're not aggressive. And they are happy to work with people. Even when they are disagreeing with the people they're working with, they're still very open to hearing what the other people have to say, and they're happy to share their point of view in a respectful way. They like that at the end of a conflict, everyone sees the solution as a win. No one feels like they were beaten. No one feels like they were disrespected or not heard. So people who face conflict by collaborating tend to care about both the issue and the people involved. The third way that people deal with conflict is compromising. So this kind of conflict response or conflict management, it tends to be determined to make sure that everyone is happy, even the people on the other side of the argument. But sometimes we think of this as a win-win. We use this expression, win-win situation. But compromise isn't always a win-win. Sometimes it's just a lose-lose and then we decide to end it. So someone who is focused on compromising, you know, their goal might be quite noble, but they end up making a lot of concessions. They end up giving up some things that they really did need out of this conflict in order to be successful. So I sometimes think of compromising as the light version of collaborating, that if we were more successful, we would collaborate, not compromise. So I think an example of this, kind of just a silly example, might be if your organization is going to play in a softball league against other businesses, and you have to decide on the color of your shirts that your team is going to wear. Someone says we should just go with navy blue. We have a lot of things that are navy blue in our organization. Our logo has some navy blue in it. Someone else says, no, we should really go with white. Our logo also has white in it. White's easy to clean. You just throw it in with bleach. Let's go with white. It goes with everything else. So that's what we should do. Each side is certain that their color choice is better and will make them stand out on the field. And a manager steps in and says, actually, the other color in our logo is yellow, and that's what we're going with. I got a really good deal on some yellow shirts. So it's a compromise. We're going with yellow. Or maybe that manager says, oh, I know what we'll do. We're going to get shirts that are blue and white. We'll have a pattern on it. The pattern is blue and white. So the manager feels that everybody should be happy, either because we compromised and we have a different color altogether, so no one feels like, oh, the other team got their choice. Or that same manager feels like, yes, we compromised. This is great. Instead of having only blue or only white, we have both, blue and white. Everyone should be happy. But in many cases, what happens is the people involved in this just feel, oh, I really wanted blue, we didn't get it. I really wanted white, we didn't get it. So neither feels really good about the outcome. So compromising isn't always the win-win that we paint it to be. I think sometimes when we talk about compromise in a positive light, what we really mean is collaboration. All right, our final two ways of dealing with conflict in the workplace are avoiding and accommodating. When people avoid, it's exactly what it sounds like. They're passive. This is a really, really ineffective way of dealing with a conflict in the workplace. This is a person who will just allow all of the decisions to be made by someone else on the team, whether they agree with the decisions or not. You just let other people decide everything because it allows them to avoid the conflict. They just either don't care enough about the situation, the issue at hand, or they don't have the skills and tools to effectively engage in a conflict, or they feel very threatened by conflict, and so they just don't participate. And then finally, accommodating. So accommodating is, I would say, it's quite similar to compromising, but it takes compromising to the next level, a really bad and dangerous level. Because when people approach conflict from an accommodating point of view, they really are willing to just give up their own goals and what their team needed, what maybe their employees needed, in order to make the other side happy. Often people don't realize that they are engaged in accommodating, and so what they're trying to do is simply get along with people. There's a very good chance that a person who engages in accommodating when faced with a conflict is, they're very, very concerned about the other people, and maybe for good reasons. Maybe they really need this business relationship, but they're so focused on the relationship that they ignore the issue and the consequences of the results of the conflict. Thank you for listening, everyone. I hope that you found this an interesting topic. I will see you soon in the next episode.